The sister city organizations were established a while back by President of the United States Eisenhower. Sister cities will help to develop peace in the world through cultural, education, humanitarian, and economic development connections. Currently, Oma has six sister cities. A sister in Japan was the first sister city to Omaha, and it was established almost 60 years ago. Cities in Germany, Lithuania, Ireland, Mexico, and China follow. Omaha Mayor Jen Stother has been supporting the addition of more cities. In 2018, the Sister Cities Committee was searching for a city in France, but the Omaha Sister City Organizations requires that prospective cities to Omaha should be exclusive and not to be sister cities with others.
Which meant most of the major cities in France were not available to us, and even the average size cities had already been taken by U.S. cities.
Bernie Duhaime is a chair member of the French Sister City Committee here in Omaha. He says that the French committee called back shortly after the search started.
And we were approached very quickly within a month by an organization in Normandy called Isigny Omaha Intercom. So let me describe what an intercom means. It's what the French call an intercommunité. It's a community of smaller villages that form one big intercom. And this one certainly got our attention since it included Omaha Beach, which is where D-Day took place in the liberation of France and Europe. And they thought there was a connection with us as well.
France had a proposed regulation before their cities became a sister city with others. They need to have a friendship city period of about a year. And documents were signed in 2018, but COVID slowed the process. And now the formal city council approval is scheduled for tomorrow, and that is the last approval needed.
Isigny Omaha Intercom is coming for a visit in just a few weeks. They arrive on the 17th of May. It looks like all the approvals have been done at both ends. Mayor's approval has been made. The sister city organization has been made. Assuming all that goes well, we do the signing on May 18th at the Jean Leahy Mall outside, weather permitting. And the next night, we're having a large gala at the Field Club, which is open to the public.
Once it is official, there are many possibilities to cultivate this relationship. For the Omaha community, it is an opportunity to learn about their sister city and the culture without traveling.
The intent is to do exchanges of varied types. There's a proposal on the desk now on both ends to do an exchange of artists. There's a group here in Omaha, Nebraska, that I believe it's called the Omaha Artists Association, and they've suggested that they'd be willing to send 10, 15 artists to Normandy, and similarly, they would invite then artists from Normandy to come here. I know there's a big interest on their part in what we call gastronomie, which is the food. They would love to teach us some of their specialties. The region of France within Normandy. Normandy is a very large area. This area that we're talking about is in what we call Calvados, which is a liquor made in France with apples, and they're very proud of it, and it's very good. Similarly, we hope to introduce them to the people in Nebraska City, who also are big in apples.
Duhaime is a former president of Alliance Française, which is the largest network of French language and cultural institutions in the world. The Omaha chapter of Alliance Française started in 1917. Alliance Française has been assisting the Sister City Committee in the process of having a new sister city in France. For more information, you can visit omahasistercities.com or afomaha.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.